It is for me, isn't it? Why haven't you finished it?
Because nothing I could think of seemed enough.
Tonight I've been watching you, trying to make myself believe you were happy. Because I was so determined that this would finally do the trick, that this would make us be in love.
I did love seeing you so happy.
I saw that, but it's not enough, is it? You know, I think you probably know my mother and father better than I do. You've spent more time with them. I was five when I was shipped off back to school in England. Some mothers came with their children, but not mine. She never even came home for Christmas. She wouldn't let Daddy out of first sight. So when you asked me to marry you, I thought, here's someone who's chosen me. Not someone who's lumbered with me and has to pretend to love me, but someone who really wants me. But all the time you loved someone else. If it hadn't been for her, we could have been happy enough, couldn't we? No, it's all right. You don't have to lie. And anyway, I'm not prepared to settle for happy enough. Not anymore. I want what you and her have. Now go. I want you to go. Anyway, you've left something of yours behind. I won't say anything to Mother and Father till the morning. It's better this way.
She think you not coming. She not catch boat. She making a run for Dutch Borneo. Head for old mine.
You do realize I can't let you go.